had another amazing day at Café Culture Olympia Grand Hall in the west of London. So many amazing people. All they've got in mind is producing good coffees and things that are linked to coffee. And I've just had an amazing day. And I must say my highlight was definitely the caravan stand. They are such great people. And I've had the great privilege to meet the roaster and to meet the head barista. And the great news is, not only are they in Exmouth Market, but they're opening a second shop, a second coffee shop with another roastery attached to it at King's Cross. So that's soon going to open as well. And I must pay them a visit there as well, where it's going to be a little bit like a sensory lab as well, where they're going to be more interactive with people who are interested in coffee. And it's actually a trend now. That's kind of the way to go. There's more and more people getting so much more discerning about their tastes and their palates and trying to understand what coffee's all about. A bit like the wine industry. It took a while for that to take off. And now so many people really listen to their palate and really go for some wine that complements their food well. And I think the same thing applies to coffee. It depends which time of day you drink coffee. You drink it in the morning, you drink it at lunchtime after a lovely meal, you drink it in the afternoon. And not only is a coffee hit, but it's the palate. I tell you, the palate is what's most important. It's not so much the caffeine or the caffeine that you actually need to kind of keep awake, although I appreciate maybe people in the office need the caffeine intake to stay awake. But what I'm really appreciative of and what I find so amazing is the palate and the sensory experience that comes with drinking a great coffee. And caravans certainly deliver that.